BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Let's go crypto. Let's go cashless. Let's go crypto. Let's go cashless. One coin.
Dr. Ruja is closer than we think. Probably in Europe. And we believe she spends a lot of time in Frankfurt. Maybe she leaves sometimes, perhaps travelling under a fake passport to somewhere out of reach from the US authorities, Dubai, or possibly Russia. We wanted to find the missing crypto queen, but the more we learned, the more we wanted to find something else. How far her vision had spread and its cost to ordinary people.
Go cashless.
So we're with a 22-year-old OneCoin investor called Daniel. Driving to his small village near the border between Uganda and Rwanda.
Where do you think these guys are from?
Some scams don't start out fully formed. They often begin life with a few cut corners or by taking advantage of some gap in the law. Sometimes the people involved think they can turn it around. But then the scam starts to grow. It starts to spread. More compromises are made. And before long, it's too late to go back. I don't think Dr. Ruja ever thought OneCoin would make it to where we're going. Where Daniel is from, 3,000 miles from Frankfurt and Sofia, Dr. Ruja is a household name. How?
My name is Tuliasingula Daniel Leonard. I'm 22 years old. I personally invested 700,000 Ugandan shillings.
What's that in dollars?
I think it's like $250.
And where did you get this money from? How did you get it?
First of all, I had my own money. I had like 400,000, and then I had like 3 goats I sold. Then I had to sell some 3 goats. They were 2 old goats and a kid. Yeah, and the little one. Three goats.
You sold 2 goats?
To solicit the 300, to make it 700, the starting package.
What did you do with the goats before you sold them?
They used to graze them back home, my young brothers. Yeah, so they were just rearing them. The goats are basically reared for meat.
You did that for OneCoin?
There was no other way. There were no other way.
Episode 8, The Technology and the Dream. How did Daniel get involved in Dr. Ruja's OneCoin? It has a lot to do with one man. Saturday David was the first person to promote OneCoin here.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
I'm David.
Hello, David.
Hi, I'm Georgia.
You're most welcome.
He stopped a couple of years ago, around the time that Dr. Ruja disappeared.
Some nice pictures of you out there.
Thank you.
He's agreed to meet in his office in Uganda's capital city of Kampala. Saturday David is impeccably dressed, wearing a thick gold ring and diamond brooch, and surrounded by photos of himself.
Ah, that's a bear.
A bear.
But what are you doing with the bear?
I was just posing with it in Canada.
So you travel a lot?
Yeah, I travel a lot.
500,000 euro. You earn 500,000 euros?
That's right.
Wow.
I did. Last year.
That's a lot
last
of...
Last year?
Yeah. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot, but not compared to what I want to make.
Well, how much do you hope to make in future?
I've got big dreams. Big dreams. I want to build a city.
Oh, excuse me?
I want to build a city.
A city.
Yeah, I know what a city is. I'm just wondering.
I want to build a mine, a city in Uganda that is digital, that will be doing and accepting everything in cryptocurrency. So I need like 1 billion euro to start with my city. It's going to be called the Crypto City.
And do you think you might achieve that?
I will definitely achieve it because I'm a believer. Whatever every human being has done, I believe I can do it better and even bigger.
Here in Uganda, a lot of people work in network marketing or multi-level marketing. It's an opportunity to make more money than even in very respectable professions.
Profession, I'm a medical dentist.
You're a dentist?
Yeah, sure. So I joined the network marketing at the university when I was stuck. I had no tuition, school fees. My parents could not afford. So I was looking of where I can get money to pay up my school fees. So a friend met me and was like, would you be open up to see how you can make money? Took me to a presentation where they were talking about, there was this company, they were selling supplements. I was, of course, depressed. I'd lost hope. So I went into this room and everyone was excited. And all what they were talking about is how to make money, how to travel. I sat, I listened. Then at the end of the presentation, they wanted money to start, which was equivalent maybe to $25. I could not even afford the $25 then.
He scraped together the $25 and started his new career. And then in early 2016, a European multi-level marketer told him he should stop selling vitamins and start selling OneCoin.
He asked me questions like, have you heard about cryptocurrency? I said, no, I had never heard about cryptocurrency. Then he said, have you ever heard about Bitcoin? I said, no, because I had never heard about Bitcoin. Then he also asked, have you ever heard about OneCoin? I said, no. He said, don't worry, I will explain to you how it works. I believed in him. Yeah.
At this time, in early 2016, there's no one else in Uganda using OneCoin.
There was nobody talking about cryptocurrency in general.
How big did OneCoin become in Uganda? How many people invested?
Oh, the many, many. Over 50,000 people.
So how much money did you make from this?
I didn't make a lot of money. Maybe 300,000 euros.
Quite a lot of money. How does that compare to working as a dentist?
Of course, excuse me. That's unbelievable. Nobody has ever made that money in my entire genealogy, so...
People at the top were making good money by recruiting others. And like most OneCoin promoters, Saturday David also became an investor.
I have over 17 million coins. I can still open and look at them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're just looking at numbers.
It's 50-50. I've not lost hope completely.
But you would become immediately, overnight, one of the richest people in the world. You'd have more money than any of the Bitcoin. You'd have as much money as some of...
And what's wrong with that, sir? Everything is possible to those who believe. I believe, sir.
He's not given up all hope. But by the end of 2017, he had enough doubt to stop promoting to others.
We believed in Dr. Ruja so much. So when she kept quiet, I think from October 2017, so I was like, what should I tell people? I've been telling people from what Dr. Ruja has been saying. So now she's not speaking anything. What should I speak? That's when I called my team members. I told them, for now, I will stop promoting OneCoin.
The OneCoin financial documents leaked to us earlier in this series revealed something important. In Europe, less was invested in the first 6 months of 2017 compared to the same period in 2016. But in Africa, the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent, more was invested in the first half of 2017 compared to the first half of 2016. As the money started drying up in Europe, OneCoin promoters turned more and more to countries like Uganda.
Good morning, everybody.
In late 2018, Konstantin Ignatov visited Uganda, turning up in a huge motorcade to promote the coin, visiting schools lined with clapping and cheering children.
I'm very, very happy to meet everybody of you. Thank you for a warm welcome. I'm traveling the world really a lot, and I really need to say that if there were more people like you, the world would be definitely a very beautiful place. Thank you for having us.
Did you feel a bit bad because of people below you had invested?
Oh my! I felt so bad. Up to now, I still sympathize with them, especially us in this developing economy. People don't have a lot of money. Even $1, €1 is too big for them to lose.
This is a slum area.
Yeah.
Daniel, the 22-year-old OneCoin investor, is taking us to meet his friend Prudence.
She's my friend and my sponsor. We call them sponsors because they're the one that introduced us to OneCoin.
Hello.
Are you Prudence?
Yeah.
Far below Saturday David in the pyramid, Prudence joined the network and started recruiting new people.
How many people live here?
Yeah, there are many. There are many. These slum areas has many.
The kind of houses, the infrastructure, the hygiene, everything is wanting.
That's Ignatius, our fixer, who's a local journalist.
Yeah, they're not very safe and it's filthy.
What?
Do you know everybody that lives around here?
Yes. Because it's me who treat them.
Yeah.
And their kids. And their families.
So are you like the local nurse, really?
Yeah, I'm a nurse. Yes, I'm the only one in this area.
It's a very long, feels like a very distant place from some of the OneCoin leaders where they live and what they do.
You see, these guys are mostly target such kind of people because they are easy to convince. They don't have good access to information.
I have a lot of dreams. So when you tell them that at 5 million Ugandan shillings should be getting billions, then
sell the little one of what they have in order to make that 5 million shillings.
It feels maybe it's a poorer area than I thought it would be. It's not what I expected at all. I really didn't. Oh, is this here?
Prudence runs a small, poorly stocked health clinic here.
So this is your clinic here. It's like a health clinic.
It's only just treating people. Yeah, I finished my studies. I joined nursing.
How long have you two known each other for?
Like
6 years.
6 years, 7 years, 6 years there.
Yes,
Prudence first heard about OneCoin a few months after Saturday David started promoting it.
How many coins you bought?
It's a lot. I have like over 60 packages.
60 packages?
Yeah.
Did the OneCoin people tell you that you would become very rich, that you would make lots of money?
Future billionaire.
Future billionaire?
That's how they told us.
Anywhere people are struggling to make money, a speculative cryptocurrency investment or an MLM opportunity will always sound very appealing.
There is trainings. They told us to move district to district, town to town. We used to go with nice cars. Yeah. They gave us nice cars.
They gave you a car?
They used to tell us, you go, while you're dressing smartly, you get nice phones, looking good.
Who would be the typical person you'd want to target?
The farmers.
Why the farmers?
Because I target the seasons that they are harvesting in this time. It's when they have money, they get money. from where they are growing. Those people in the villages, they trust people from town. But there are people from deep, deep villages. We sold everything in the village, land, animals, through selling their cattle and some houses there in the village. We sold everything.
So they would sell their houses where they lived to buy the one coin packages?
Yes.
The same things that had lured in Jen McAdam, change your life, get rich quick, don't miss out this time, were exactly the same. Except here, it was even bigger.
So, in the villages, what do you tell them when they come and ask you and they say to you...
I can't scare them. I tell them to wait. Some of their kids at home sitting without going to school. Some doesn't have where to sleep. Some are running because they got loans from bank. Some are hiding, some divorced. Hey, and I'm somehow hiding myself.
You're hiding yourself? What do you mean?
I don't want those people I introduced into one coin to see me moving around. They can easily kill me. They thought I ate their money.
Even though Prudence now thinks this money will never come back, she can't tell other people the truth.
Daniel, you said that it was Prudence who told you about this. It's a bit unusual to have you two sitting with each other because you recruited Daniel and his family, so you don't have any anger with Prudence.
Not really, because I understand she invited us in good heart.
And we are still friends. I feel bad because they lost a lot.
Did you do some research before you started to sell to people?
No.
I didn't do any research.
How many people now do you think are still working for OneCoin here in Uganda?
Their main offices are there working. Offices are open. People are still investing.
I mean, I just can't believe this.
They tell us to wait. You wait. Wait for the good news. Wait, wait. They are still investing. They are still recruiting.
And people are still putting their money into this. You know Ruja Ignatova, the woman who created this one coin. We went to see all her houses in Bulgaria. We saw she has a big yacht, a really big yacht. She has a mansion on the seafront. I mean, this is your money.
She's getting money out of her brain, like she used her brain to create something that we believed in. I can feel bad that she stole our money, but still, I credit her to come with a brilliant idea and be able to make it work for over, I think, like now 5 years, 6 years.
She just used our ignorance to make money. Yeah. I think we blame ourselves.
Like a lot of young people in Kampala, Daniel moved here for work. He's originally from a small village, 6 hours' drive away.
How often do you see your mum and your brothers?
Sometimes it can take a year.
Oh yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, first of all, the distance is quite big between Tungam and Kampala.
He agrees to take us there to meet his mother, a farmer, who's also invested in OneCoin.
So you can earn more money in Kampala and then send the money back.
Yes.
And you wouldn't believe what we saw on the road.
I just saw a truck with your OneCoin label. Labeled OneCoin. Yeah, just a big truck labeled with OneCoin. There was OneCoin. It's just that we were over speed, like we were on a big speed. But I just saw it from there and did like this to read the entire world. And it was OneCoin.
When Dr. Ruja promised banking for the unbanked, it resonated with millions of people. It's something we take for granted in the UK, but well over half of all Ugandans don't have a bank account. Some don't have the right papers to open one. Many say the fees are too high. Others just don't trust the banks with their money. Far more people here have mobile phones than have bank accounts, and many already pay for things with phone SIM cards. Cryptocurrencies, real cryptocurrencies that are decentralized and secure, could be revolutionary in places like Uganda. They offer the possibility of a simple and cheap way to make payments and hold money without the banks or governments being involved. OneCoin fell on fertile ground here. Dr. Ruja was promising both a way to make money and financial freedom. And that's what made her such a revered figure. En route to the village, we stop off at Mbarara. The town's motto is Ibirungi Biruga Omututu, which means good things come from sweat. There are several OneCoin offices in Mbarara, and in one of them we meet a well-dressed businesswoman who's a local promoter.
I'm called Dre Maranga. I'm the one who started OneCoin in Mbarara. I was working with an NGO called MJAB. It was HIV-based. I threw in my resignation and I joined that day.
So did you think you could achieve more and change more people's lives for the better through OneCoin rather than being an HIV?
A lot of lives have already...
Some people would say, but you were a nurse, you were saving people's lives. I mean, that would be more meaningful than cryptocurrencies.
This is something bigger than what most people understand in changing people's lives. I resigned for cryptocurrency because I saw that this was the best for people.
Saturday David, Prudence, and now Rumarenga. That's the third person in 3 days we've met who's given up working in the healthcare system to promote OneCoin. There's something very wrong with an economy when this happens.
Did you ever meet the founder?
The founder of OneCoin?
The founder of OneCoin.
Not really.
We haven't met her.
But we have ever saw her on stage. We have ever experienced her on videos. I follow everything up until when she went into a safer zone for security purposes.
What do you mean? She went into a safer zone? What
yeah,
do you mean?
Because OneCoin is bigger than what people thought. Hmm. So when other people got to know that it is fighting the current way of banking, so it came like a threat. So our leader had to sacrifice herself and go to a safer zone and concentrate on bringing the vision to reality.
So you think she's, is she still somehow in charge?
Very in charge.
She's still somewhere,
controlling things. Because when it comes to the systems, you see that someone genius is the one doing this. It is not a normal way of how everyone can do. Mm. I want to assure you, she's a genius. Mm. She's one of a kind that the world has to appreciate.
Did you read the US charges?
I read.
I mean, they look pretty bad.
Because that is what they want to create to the public. They are invented claims. They are invented claims.
By exchanges between her and her brother.
It is just invented claims.
People that are experts on blockchain technology who also say there's no blockchain behind this currency.
Well, let's look at the reason why it is a unique one. Because it is centralized. Who has that knowledge? No one. It's only Ruja. Haters wanting to kill the woman or wanting to put the coin down. If they knew where the blockchain was, could we still be safe for us who invested our money? Yes. We should always look at the two sides of the coin. It's from a genius, and that's why I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
She's educating everyone.
Yeah.
She's one of a kind.
Yeah.
Very extraordinary.
Dr. Ruja has unleashed something powerful here. Hope and hype. Maybe it doesn't need Ruja anymore.
Going to become kind of Ugandan
exactly.
Dr. Ruja.
I'm the Dr. Ruja.
That's the aim. Yeah,
I'm the Dr. Ruja. Yeah, I've done her work on the ground, and I'm proud of it.
We dug this road manually.
Another hour west of Mbarara, and we get to Daniel's village.
I remember it was a holiday, I had come this way, but we dug it manually with the hose, this one.
Wow, what you did? You helped to do this?
Yeah, like...
Who's this guy here?
This is our little brother.
Oh, hello.
What's your name?
My name is Tashubi Arunati.
How old are you?
6 years old.
6 years. Am I a good brother?
Yes.
How?
We have money.
That I have money.
How many brothers and sisters do you have again?
They are four.
What's the sort of typical day here for the people that live in this village?
They wake up, then go to the gardens, especially the banana plantations. It's the main source of the work that they do.
And that's every day you're doing that?
Yes, almost every day. Then if they're not in bananas, then they would be in sweet potatoes, cassava, just as a supplement. Beans, groundnuts. Yeah, but basically bananas are the most important.
It's 8 kilometres down a dirt track off a road that's like 300 miles away from Kampala. I mean, how a scam like this could go from the brain of Ruja Ignatova in 2014 all the way to this tiny little village of 10 families.
Yes, this is me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Daniel's mother's house is next to two or three just like hers. A concrete block with a tin roof, 5 small rooms, a small television, and a cooking area.
And what are some of these sayings on them?
Yeah, those are like words of encouragement, like silence is the best way to revenge, don't lose hope, no condition is permanent.
Ah, okay. Mm. We just want to say thank you for Daniel, who's been such a good help to us while we've been here. Translate that now.
She says that she's very, very proud of me and she loves me so much.
We're going to get somebody else to check these translations.
A towel covers the front door, and barely 10 metres away is her land where she grows passion fruit and plantain. For the last 20 years, she's been harvesting here and selling anything left over at the local market.
She has worked for so many years and she's tired. Yeah, she says that it's too much, like it's extreme pain, like she had pain is extreme due to working hard.
The family had saved up around £3,000 to buy a maize store so Daniel's mother wouldn't have to spend every day in the fields.
When they told us about one coin, we suddenly changed. Like, we saw a maize store as something so small compared to one coin.
So you thought you could spend the money...
One coin, not maize store.
Right. So that was quite a big decision.
It was a very big decision. It was a very big decision.
So, can she remember when you first came to her with one coin and told her about it?
Yeah, she's saying that it was not easy. She had a lot of doubts, like she was asking a lot of questions in her head. But then when we explained her more and more and more, she started believing, you know, everything would change.
Hmm. Does your mother have a computer or a smartphone, anything like that?
No.
So did she was, your mother was not able to look into this any further?
Yes, she was just supported because of what we told her.
So she couldn't go and research this herself? She couldn't look into any of this?
No.
When did she learn that this money, maybe that one coin wasn't everything you'd said it was?
I've never told her, confirmed her that it's not going to work, it's not going to work. No, I've never told her about that.
But what do you mean? You've never actually told her
I've never told her, I've never told her directly that it's not going to work. There is no more money. There's no more hope. I've been telling her, it's changing. They keep postponing this. Don't know what they are thinking. Maybe it's just a delay. But not 100% full confirmation that it won't work.
Why have you not told her full confirmation?
It's hard. It's hard to say. You never know. God can help. We get some good money. We start another business. And then she forgets the other stuff.
You're still hoping that you won't ever have to tell her because you can make the money up another way?
Yes. I will make money. I'll make money.
Do you think that your mother does actually know, really?
I don't know.
So can you ask your mother if she thinks... does she believe that maybe she will get some of this money back?
She's saying she still has hope.
She's saying
that when she saw you, she thought the money is coming. She says that when she knew that you've started investigating about them, she knew that things are now working out since even people are coming from abroad to ask about them.
So she thinks things maybe we're a good sign, the way here's a good sign.
Yeah. She's saying, the whites, you've come. If you have information that the money will not come, you tell her. Please, well, she's requesting, if you have information that it's not going to work.
This is your mother. What am I supposed to say? What should I say?
Not so sure. Not sure, but maybe you can tell her. Maybe.
It's going to be quite devastating. I don't...
But it's false hope if she thinks we're here because we're going to say everything's good.
I think we can leave it pending.
Could you tell... What about the journalists? We're investigating this because something's... A lot of people aren't getting their money.
Yeah. I think that's okay.
Is that okay for you?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, but you know, I'm sure what I'm going to Gambere. If you come back quarter, I'm going to go to BBC News at UK. I'm going to visit one coin. She's saying that if you have your money and it's taken away from you, life becomes stressful. Like you've been planning for something, it doesn't happen, so life is kind hard. Should be very happy if the money comes. Why not coming?
This is the reality of a scam like OneCoin, and it doesn't matter where in the world it is. It's the same feeling everywhere. There's anger, of course, but far worse is the embarrassment and the shame. It's hard to admit you've recruited your loved ones into a scam. So they live on in quiet desperation, refusing to give up entirely, half knowing it's over, but preferring to suspend belief a little longer. It was a bit strange back at your house, Daniel, because I was a bit surprised when your mother didn't know everything that you know about this.
Did you find that a bit strange?
Not sure, I didn't find it strange. She ain't at the front of the information. So she gets what we tell her. It's not that she's researching it online, on Facebook or Google. So what we tell her, it's what she will take.
But she has, sounds like she has a bit of hope still.
Yes, she still has a lot of hope.
I mean, do you feel bad not telling her about the truth of this?
Yes, I feel bad, but it would save the negative attitude as of now.
But aren't you just putting that off, and one day you have to tell her?
Yeah. We have a proverb which says that you better die tomorrow than dying today. You know?
OneCoin rejects allegations that it is a scam and states that
the series will not present any truthful information and cannot be considered objective nor unbiased.
The company also claims that the allegations made about them around the world are being challenged, stating
our partners, our customers and our lawyers are fighting successfully against this action around the globe, and we are sure that the vision of a new system on the basis of a financial revolution will be established.
To our claim that OneCoin is not a cryptocurrency because outside its ecosystem it has no value, they say,
quite obviously, OneCoin verifiably fulfills all criteria of the definition of a cryptocurrency. Our wish and aim is that OneCoin can be traded to a much further extent.
It's not just friends and families who are promoting OneCoin in Uganda. We've been told that even some members of a church in Kampala have become involved. So the next day, we go to meet Fred and Tabazi. He preaches at the One Light International Ministry.
We are coming. OneCoin!
One life!
OneCoin!
We've been told he promotes OneCoin to his congregation.
Game changer! One life!
OneCoin! One life!
Together for more! Deal shaker!
Game changer!
The first meeting we had scheduled in Uganda was with Fred, but he didn't turn up. So we found the address of his church and on Sunday turned up and waited outside the building for him to come out.
It's got One Life in the reception.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
An assistant comes down to ask us what we want. And as she does, we spot Pastor Fred's brand new white Range Rover leaving.
Oh, is that him leaving?
Yeah.
In his Range Rover?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, what?
You're a distraction.
Did you come out here so we didn't see him leave? Bishop Fred?
He stops the car and comes over.
Hello, Jamie from the BBC. Hello. We are recording. What's the relationship between the church and the OneCoin?
There's no relationship.
Ah. But we have seen people in your church promoting OneCoin.
No.
I've seen it on YouTube. Is it not?
You can show me. Did you?
Do you want me to show you?
Yes.
You know it's Simon Lee. You know Simon Lee.
Yes.
Yes.
No, he just came as a visitor, then he visited One Light, but he was not promoting.
So I pull out a video of Simon Lee, who's currently the top OneCoin leader in the church last year.
I want you to welcome this brother. He's from Vietnam. Simon Lee. He's the most respected person in One Life. Welcome, Simon Lee.
Thank you. I feel so lucky when I know this opportunity, One Life, One Coin. I saw so many families, members, they changed their life. From no hope, no finance, now they get better financial freedom, and they take good care of their children.
Yes.
This is in this building.
Yes.
But why would you have him in the church talking about OneCoin?
No, they didn't talk about it. If a visitor comes in your home, he has to introduce himself.
But have your congregation invested in OneCoin?
No.
People in the congregation haven't invested?
They are few, but they're not many.
All these people, they are members of One Life. 97%.
So have you made money from OneCoin then?
Yeah, a lot of money.
How much money have you made?
I can't tell, but it's many. It's much.
But Bishop, we're speaking to people who have put money in, and lots of money, even in Uganda, but other places as well. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Those who are patient, they will go to heaven.
Those who are patient will go to heaven?
They will go to heaven. They will see God as well. Yes, that's how I teach people.
My problem is you're smiling about it, you're laughing about it. You're also a bishop here, and you're meant to be looking after your congregation. And we know people who are struggling, struggling because of this.
My congregation is okay, because God gave it to me. I know their problems, and I report to God, and they help me.
Yeah.
Many things I've been asking God, I've never gone wrong.
So what message did God give you about OneCoin?
It is general.
Come.
If people stop buying into OneCoin, will you lose
we
money?
Stopped. No, we stopped buying OneCoin. We no longer sell OneCoin.
You're not selling OneCoin anymore?
No.
So you don't recruit any... You don't recruit, you don't sell...
We stopped buying that, I'm telling you the truth.
We stopped?
Yeah.
So why are there
This is my personal office. It's my office.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Fred gets into his Range Rover and drives off with a small motorcade. We knew he wasn't telling us the truth. That's nothing new, but it felt like he knew we knew and didn't care. Maybe I'm living in the old world where the ideal of journalism is that you present your facts and expose some wrongdoing. And Fred is living in the new world where facts are irrelevant.
Debrief.
Debrief, all right. Sorry.
We'd managed to get a business card from one of the congregation at the church.
It was on for a while.
So we asked some people from Kampala to phone up and ask about investing.
The bigger part of the conversation was in Luganda, the local land.
And Ignatius, our fixer, told us what had been said.
We asked about the pastor and the relationship with the one coin. He said, he's the team leader.
Oh.
And that's where the call ended.
He's a team leader?
Yeah.
So what can we conclude from this call?
We could say that we have evidence that OneCoin is still alive and Pastor is promoting it because he's the team leader of all the promoters in the office at OneCoin office on Padre Pio building.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the side of the amazing digital revolution that you rarely see. We live in an age of hype, where so many of us believe in the power of the latest tech to solve the world's problems. Venture capitalists in London boardrooms, politicians on TV, and technologists in Silicon Valley, they all talk up every latest invention. But too much hype and too much hope is a dangerous thing. It obscures the truth and fogs the mind with delusions. And 10 years after that brilliant idea in an obscure internet forum to create Bitcoin, hype and hope have helped to decimate villages in rural Uganda. It would be comforting to think that this was just the work of one evil genius. That would be easier to understand and easier to stop. But Dr. Ruja has identified and exposed the weak points in our social immune system which have allowed this to happen. She knew there would be enough people, either desperate enough or greedy enough or confused enough, to take a bet on OneCoin. She knew that truth and lies are getting harder to tell apart when there's so much contradictory information online. And she knew that society's defence against OneCoin, the lawmakers, the police, and also us in the press, would struggle to understand what was happening. And she knew that by the time we realised it, she'd be gone.
This girl is on fire!
Ruja, where are you? Ruja!
Maybe above all, Dr. Ruja understood an even more difficult truth. That the difference between a straightforward scam and the complicated but legal world of finance and money isn't as clear-cut as we think. OneCoin wouldn't be possible Unless we lived at a time when people really do make millions simply by betting on cryptocurrencies, complicated derivatives and high-frequency currency trading. OneCoin sounds plausible to so many people because it is plausible. Dr. Ruja pulled off one of the scams of the century, but it was only possible because the conditions were in place.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Those conditions are still in place.
The vision which the founders and the chief visionary office have, I've seen it looks to be different from the rest.
Saturday David, the man who first helped to spread OneCoin throughout Uganda, has given up on it. But he hasn't given up on cryptocurrency. He's found a new project.
I said, I'm not going to be poor. I said, from me and on, no more poverty.
In late 2016, three former OneCoin promoters launched a new cryptocurrency called Dagcoin.
You're a very special person. You, if you made it all the way here, make sure it's worth it. Make sure you empty your cup, you humble your heart, you open your mind, and you learn from the best of the best. Who's ready to do that? Raise your hand.
We create our own reality. And that is actually always the start of something.
It's sold through a multi-level marketing structure where people make commissions on what they sell.
Everything is possible. And you will become the legend that your family needs so desperately.
You buy Dagcoin through education packages.
What I wanted to do with this short presentation is give you an overview of the Success Factory compensation plan. Let's look at the program. To create the passive income, so to speak, into escrow for 1 year, for 2 years, or for an extra 15% of coins. You do that for 2 years, 35% of coins. Nothing complicated. As I said, we refer to it as a active income stream, income of the compensation plan. And then I will go into the three active income streams.
Understand why you need network these packages and these network marketing for a cryptocurrency. What's the benefit of that? Why can't you just put it out there and let people buy it straight away?
That's what has been the challenge. Look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is estimated that around maybe 400,000 they own the Bitcoins. And most of those coins, they are owned by those Western world countries. It should be global. With network marketing, I think it is easier because here we have people even who buy coins of whether they are rich or poor or average. The most important is the education we give.
But I look at it and I see so many of the same similarities as OneCoin. You have the same package system, same structure, the same incentive multi-level marketing system. Lots of the same people are still involved.
I understand you, yeah. But you see, if you drive a car, you bought a car, then it gets an accident, you can't walk. Yeah, you get into another one.
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy it from the same car dealer.
Yes, but these are different car dealers, different... Maybe the other one was Toyota and this is Mercedes-Benz.
And Dagcoin is growing fast.
There are almost 20,000 people.
20,000 people in Uganda invested in Dagcoin.
Yeah.
Can you say how much money you've earned from Dagcoin?
Sorry?
How much money you have earned from Dagcoin?
How much I've earned? Yeah, I've made some commissions.
Do you consider yourself a technical person?
Do I know how to check my Facebook, to post, do this, that, but... I don't know how even to create a group.
Given everything that happened with OneCoin, wouldn't it have been better when you saw this new coin to say, I'm not going to promote this, it's too dangerous, it's too similar to OneCoin?
What convinced me is the technology and the dream.
We contacted Dagcoin. They said...
We believe that with network marketing, we reach a lot more different countries and precisely those people who would need to use cryptocurrency. We started with trainings on crypto, finance, trading, and rewarded people with coins after the courses. But now people can convert directly, purchase a gift card, purchase from ATM, purchase from other users, sell something to other users, or accept the coins as a merchant. Generally, network marketing and cryptocurrency can very successfully coexist, and this is what we want to prove with the next few years. We have real developers who are working on real technology and creating real cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So when are we joining?
When are we joining?
As we leave Saturday David's office and walk down the stairs, a young woman rushes out of a room full of people. A sign next to the door says DAG University.
So I want to take you up there and you get more information.
And then do you get some commission?
Sorry? Yes, yes.
Oh, right. So you want our commission. That's why you want to talk to us.
No, I want you also to be in the system. Why? Because it's an advantage. So are you ready to join?
Yeah.
Yes, but are you in it?
Well, we're not. I don't think...
No.
All right.
No, let's do it.
All right, thank you.
Would you mind giving me your contacts?
Thank you.
Okay.
Ten years ago, Satoshi Nakamoto invented Bitcoin, the world's first cryptocurrency. No one knows where or even who Satoshi is. But it doesn't matter, because the idea Satoshi unleashed, of financial freedom through technology, is bigger than one person. Dr. Ruja is the inverse Satoshi. She stands for something too. Something that's more important than where she is.
A lot of people who never have been in this industry join us. They just get excited about innovation.
She represents the dark side of rapid technological change.
Join their financial revolution. Be part of innovation. Be one of the first adopters.
Every new technology creates amazing opportunities and possibilities for people who understand it, but also the chance to exploit the people who don't.
Sometimes people even come to me and say, but Dr. Ruja, did I miss the opportunity? Is it over? What do we do now? And the answer is, actually, this is just the beginning.
Whenever new technology collides with familiar human weaknesses, and when the old rules don't seem to work anymore, there will always be a Dr. Ruja.
And I thank you very much for being here, sharing my vision, and just making this happen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Daniel Lennart.
Daniel has started a cryptocurrency YouTube channel.
I wanted us to talk about scams.
Specializing in crypto scams in Africa called Crypto Sounds.
What is a scam?
He still hasn't told his mother the full story about OneCoin.
Bye.
So we are 2 years down the line.
Jen McAdam from Scotland continues to run several victim support groups online, and she's trying to get the City of London Police to reopen their investigation into OneCoin.
It's been some journey the last 2 years.
Tim Curry, aka Tim Tation,
right now, do you understand?
Continues to call out OneCoin, and he continues to evangelize about Bitcoin.
This is Tim, you're listening to 30 Second Crypto. Bitcoin is super important because it's the first creation of its kind.
Bjorn Bjerke, the blockchain developer who blew the whistle on OneCoin for not having a blockchain.
Bjorn, welcome. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here. Thank you for your time.
He's now working with companies to detect cryptocurrency fraud.
We won't get rid of scams like this. But I think information to people is really important. It's important to know what's going on in the world, to not be gullible. To be educated.
Christy Kalina, the Miss One Life organizer.
Hello everybody, Christy Kalina is my
and
name.
Many others continue to promote OneCoin.
Even somebody wants to put some negativity in social media.
And people are still investing.
I want to say you to put something nice about our project.
Igor Alberts, the master MLM seller with the Swarovski crystals, is now travelling the world promoting Dagcoin.
Yes, yes, and we are here with the reason, ladies and gentlemen, because we have to make you an offer that you actually can't refuse. We like to bring the real future of payment. We like to give the opportunity to let the unbankable become bankable, make from this world a little bit more transparent and honest place.
Konstantin Ignatov's trial for wire fraud in the United States is due to start before the end of the year. Dr. Ruja Ignatova, the missing crypto queen, remains at large. And as for me and Georgia, by the middle of last week, we still hadn't heard back from the postman in Frankfurt. A few other leads we had were pointing somewhere else, maybe somewhere more obvious, Dubai. OneCoin had an office out there, and it would definitely be safer. After seeing what's happening in Uganda, it felt so frustrating to think we would end this story here, because we felt like we were getting close. And then, 5 days ago, our phone rang one more time. It was from a very reliable source, someone who we trust on this.
I've been deciding whether I should call you. I've thought about it for 2 days.
Someone who's been looking into this story too.
But you came so close.
And suddenly, it didn't feel like the end anymore.
I want to give you some information, but I don't want you to use my voice. You did the right thing by going to Frankfurt, because she really is there. You two came so close, but you need to find the house. She looks good. She looks like a German rich lady. And she'll be laughing. She thinks those journalists, they came close, and she'll laugh because she thinks she's untouchable. This lady has a lot of guts. She is extremely smart. I have a confirmation. She was there, at Miss One Life, sitting at the table. You've seen her without knowing it was her. You were in the same room. Episode 8 cannot be the last because you are able to trace her. If you continue, you will find her. I'm 100% sure you will catch her. You must dig deeper. Whatever we can do to help now, we'll give it to you. You will find her.
The Missing Crypto Queen is presented by me, Jamie Bartlett, and produced by Georgia Catt. It is written and researched by me, Jamie Bartlett, and Georgia Catt. Philip Sellers is the editor, and the music, which we think is incredible, is by Phil Channel and Desislava Stefanova with the London Bulgarian Choir. Lots of people have been helping us with this series, both within the BBC and without. And for different reasons, we can't name them, but they know who they are. I'd like to thank you as well. A lot of you have been getting in touch with us, and some of your leads have really changed the direction of our investigation. The Missing Crypto Queen is a BBC Radio documentaries production for BBC Sounds.
I'm George the Poet.
they told me to tell you that I won 5 British Podcast Awards. But don't watch that. I got a buzzer. Don't know what it does. But if you don't make it back, just subscribe to Have You Heard George's podcast right here on BBC Sounds. Let's try out this buzzer quickly. Reaganomics made the projects a place where baseaholics wasted profits. Wait, you lot remember Reaganomics, right? America's business plan for the 1980s, which reinvigorated American morale and drove communities like these crazy. Remember Black's plantation.